This is the Church of God of Carmichael Sunday Morning Gospel Podcast.
Honor the Word of God. We're thankful for everyone made your way out to the house of God this morning. And we do desire that just God would guide and direct, have His way in everything that would go forth. We feel that need. I'm just up here pinch hitting this morning. The pastor's getting some needed rest, and we're just going to worship God this morning and pray that God would have His way. The Lord can speak to every heart and every need much better than any one of us could ever do, and that's what we desire this morning. So in Matthew, the 7th chapter, I'd like to read from the 24th and the 25th verse. Very, very familiar scripture, but yet, lest we think that it's for only a particular audience, this is for everyone here this morning. It truly is for everyone here this morning, just as it was back then when it was first brought. Matthew 7 and 24 says there, therefore, whosoever heareth, Jesus is speaking here, He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now he also talks about ones who would build their house upon the sand, and how great a fall that would be in a storm, because it wouldn't stand in a storm. In another place in Luke 6 and 48, saying the similar things there, he says there a little bit more than just what maybe we would think, and I'm not going to necessarily turn there, but where here it says it was founded upon a rock. That means that it connected to the rock. And in Luke in 6:48, it says that he dig deep. In other words, the rock was there, and he actually was on the rock, but in order to found on the rock, he needed to dig down deeper. I hope you're following me. The house was on the rock where he wanted to build it, but in order to anchor to the rock, he had to dig down deeper. That's our burden this morning. The Lord would help us that we all would be founded upon the rock as we agree in prayer. Dear Father, Lord, we love you. Are thankful for your love and mercy and your goodness to us, dear God. And Lord, you have in so many ways blessed us, helped us, been there with us through many years and many situations. And we praise you for that this morning. Much praise already gone forth, for you're worthy. And Lord, we need you this morning, as we ever always do. Lord, that you would bless and guide and direct the word, that your Holy Spirit would speak to every one of our hearts. Lord, that we'd say nothing more or nothing less than that which you would purpose for every need this morning. Have your way, because we do need you. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be all seated. Jesus said here about founding our lives upon a rock, our spiritual lives. And our message this morning is about salvation founded upon a rock. It's probably a very, very common message. Anybody who's been around gospel any length of time, this seems so common. I hope you don't tune me out, because it's actually much deeper to really found yourself on a rock, Christ Jesus. You see, everyone in life is founded upon some kind of foundation. It doesn't matter who we are this morning, where we've been, what our religious background is or not. There is some kind of foundation that is underneath our life. And often we are not really aware of what that foundation is. We're not really aware of how secure that foundation is and how solidly connected to that foundation that we are. And sometimes we really think we are. And it takes a storm. It takes a storm, because a storm of a magnitude and strength will discover what is on the foundation, because everything else is going to be removed. And you will find out what kind of foundation you're really on. And that's our burden this morning. Because, you know, we haven't been through every storm yet. And it's important that we have learned how to dig deep. The gospel talks about different types of foundation. In this particular verses here, and either here or in the one in Luke, it talks about a rock for a foundation, and it talks about people who build it upon the sand or upon the earth, right? Upon earthen dirt or whatever, instead of getting down and upon the rock. But then there's a third foundation that the gospel speaks about later on in Revelations, and it's called a bottomless pit. In other words, a place of no foundation. In particular, in this scripture here, he was speaking to a people who were associated and familiar with the scriptures. And their desire and purpose of heart and life was to be founded upon a rock, that which is solid, upon God, and upon his truths, and upon his purpose. That was their desire, this audience that he was speaking to here. But yet, he was still instructing them that many of them still needed to dig deeper. But today we have, and we live in a country that has even forsaken any type of association with the rock. Even with sand on top of the rock or anything on top of it, they have turned away from it. And we have a whole country that is turning and building upon a bottomless pit. And they've got this patchwork that they've got built on top of it, but they don't realize, as long as they continue to build on top of there, it's going to give away someday in a major way. And it already is for many. We need a solid foundation in our life. And life storms are going to prove what is our foundation. You know, when we talk about this scripture and he talks about building on the foundation and the storms of life, there are many things that perhaps would be spoken of or thought of as to what could be the storms of life. And life can bring a lot of storms, a lot of difficulties to us, a lot of hard times. I think Sister Glenda was kind of referring to some that they had gone through before, and we all go through different kinds of ones, things that are kind of natural and common to everyone. Sometimes there might be a job loss. That can be a real storm, a real difficulty. An injury or other health problem. A loss of a loved one. Problems with children or teenagers in particular. Problems with war, gangs, crime. These are things that basically affect everyone, don't they? But if you'll think through with me this morning, a lot of people go through those type of storms that do not know Christ Jesus. And they still live through those storms, and life is still able to go on. So I'd like us to think a little bit deeper here about what he is talking about here this morning, because his audience wasn't just the world when he was talking to them. His audience, he was around the Jews. It was people associated with the scriptures, people who understood it. And he actually had just got done dealing with people not being hypocrites, people being true, people needing to be faithful. Jesus dealt with a lot of that while he was around the Jews. And so this is a spiritual message in particular about these storms. I'm not saying, and I'm trying to belittle these other types of storms, because they are real storms to us, and they can move us no matter who we are. And we need Christ Jesus. We need Christ Jesus when we're going through that job loss. We need Christ Jesus when we're going through that difficulty with family. We need a solid foundation underneath our life. These things will discover what our foundation is. But I'm talking even about other things that can discover what our foundation is. Spiritual storms. There are spiritual storms to affect everyone. What kind of things could be a spiritual storm? Excuse me. Perhaps one of this type, a spiritual leader misjudged a situation and it impacts you personally and severely. Could that be a spiritual storm? Everyone's human. Not everyone has perfect understanding. And not everyone is always going to say the right thing to you at the right time or comprehend what you're going through. And if that happens and it impacts you in a very personal way, what does that do? Are we still on the foundation? You discover that some teaching you thought was true and it actually proved incorrect by the scriptures. That's a storm. That's going to shake you. It's going to blow away some things and it's going to discover what are you really standing on. The rock is Christ Jesus. The rock is Christ Jesus, and everyone needs that rock this morning in our lives. Everyone needs that solid foundation. And that rock is big enough for every single one of us. Matter of fact, Jesus is the rock of salvation for the whole of everyone who is going to be saved. There is no other foundation that you can build upon. But it's important how we build upon it. And it's important that we adjust to the rock and not expect the rock to adjust to us. The rock is big and it encompasses room for every one of us, but where are we built on the rock? And have we dug down deep to found upon it? Have we really consecrated down deep? That's one of the things that true sanctification, consecration will do in your life. It'll cause you to dig down deeper and meet the rock. And when you find, when you dig down deep, because a rock surface is not always so nice and even. You know, people today want to very quickly build homes, don't they? And we have to designate or delineate or bring a difference here this morning, because we need to understand none of those things existed back then. You didn't build prefabricated homes and lay them out on the ground and just have your home. Today, they do it in a very quick way. They just bring a bulldozer and they'll just kind of smooth the dirt, right? And they got this prefabricated home and they'll bring it in on a trailer and they'll just put it in there and just pull the trailer out and lay it down and there it goes, right there. It doesn't work that way in serving God. Although a lot of people would like to try to do that spiritually. Bring in a nice prefabricated thing, accept my home just the way it is, and smooth the dirt there. You know, I'm on the rock, Christ Jesus. I just got the dirt on top and the sand on top because it's easier for my home to lay on that than for me to dig down and adjust to the rock. But if you're going to build with Christ Jesus this morning, it's a custom build, every single one of them. And you have to build where Christ makes that place for you on the rock. And you have to discover and dig down deep to find out exactly how that is laid out so you can figure out how to build onto it and anchor into it and to level yourself on the rock. And there's this human element in all every single one of us to want to take who we are and what we are and to smooth that nice place out on top of the rock, not anchored to the rock, but on top of it so it fits us nice and comfortably. But it doesn't work that way. And so there are spiritual storms that come and impact us, and we're not ready for them. Big ones. As I said, sometimes you discover some things that you thought were true are not, according to the scripture. Sometimes someone you highly regarded and trusted falls or is proven to be a hypocrite. And so the question comes again, what are you built upon? These things will discover your foundation. Sometimes you may find that you are now being accused of many things by those who used to think highly of you, and yet nothing about you has changed. You're still serving God, doing your best to live right, and doing everything in your power to be at peace with everyone. But not everyone is going to be at peace with you. It's these times you need to know that you're anchored, because there's storms that are going to wash away everything else that may be between you and the rock. You need to know personally that you are anchored there on the rock. You cannot be anchored on somebody else's building. We have to be there. Sometimes it's so easy just to put an add-on onto a building that's already there. But in salvation, you can't do that. Everyone has to find their place on the rock. It doesn't matter who it is, whether it's mom or dad, brother or sister, the pastor or anybody else, you cannot build on their foundation. And I'm talking this stuff because people will try to do that. They know that there's a good foundation there underneath that place and these people and this place. But that's not good enough for you. That is not good enough for you. It may be they have a good foundation, but how many places and how many times have we seen it where when one falls, a whole family topples, like a domino family? And I'm not, if anybody's got the last name Domino, I'm not here trying to ridicule your name. I'm just trying to bring out a point. How many times have we seen it when a leader would fall, all kinds of people just fall with them? Because it's very, very human, easily to do, to not really build on the rock. If you're going to build on the rock, it takes some real effort on your part. Everyone individually, you've got to get to the rock. This is a very, very personal thing, and it doesn't work any other way. Turn with me to Matthew, the 16th chapter. Familiar scripture here also. Matthew 16 and verse 13. I believe we'll start there. Let me look at here. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So first he's asking them, and he's asking them two different questions. But the first one is, who are what others say that who I am? And so they say unto him, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he saith to them, but whom say ye that I am? And this is a question that Jesus wants to know of everyone. Who do you say that I am? Who am I to you? It's very, very personal. Very, very personal. This scripture here wasn't just to reveal something that Peter said that brought out, but the question here is a question that's being asked still today to each and every one of us. Not who does this one say that I am? Not who and what is this, who am I to this person through their testimony? But he says, who do you say that I am? To know Jesus Christ is not a revelation to somebody else. It's a revelation that must be to you and to your soul personally. It doesn't work any other way. It will not hold any other way. It will not last any other way. It can't be about what so-and-so says that Jesus is. You need to know. And so he's asking this question personally because you need to be founded personally. Why? Because there's a storm coming. And when the storm comes, what somebody else is founded on isn't going to keep you. That's right. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee. Somebody else didn't reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Now listen, do we believe that it's going to work for us any other way? And if God himself does not reveal Jesus Christ to you personally, to your need and to your heart and to your life, listen to what he says here. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Upon this rock. Now, you know, there's a lot of people who have different teachings about what the rock is that come from this scripture. But what he is bringing here, and the way Jesus is bringing it, if you go to the original words that are in the gospel, he says, Thou art Peter. Peter stands for a small stone, a movable rock. That's what Peter's name means in the beginning. And he's bringing a designation here because Peter has a part in the spiritual house. He says, You are a part of this. You are a stone. You are a rock. You are part of the building blocks of this. But he says, Upon this rock, what rock? The one he just said that Peter just had told him had been revealed to him. Jesus is the rock in the foundation. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my only hope and my only way of life. This is the rock that's big enough that encompasses room for every single one to build upon. And there's a place on the rock for every single one. This is a huge, immovable, established rock. But we've got to dig down and get to it. And he was asking Peter, who do other people say that I am? But who do you? And the question is still being asked today to every single one of us individually. Who do you say that I am? Because you need to have this rock revealed to you to be able to build upon it. When this scripture I wasn't raised around where the truth is. And so I was raised in Catholicism. And this particular scripture right here, it's one of the scriptures that they take advantage of people not knowing the original words. And what they claim is they say that Peter, he was saying Peter is that rock, and upon Peter we will build the church. Now, when I first got saved, I knew I had hit the rock. I wouldn't have necessarily used those terms, but I knew Christ had saved my soul. Personally, he had revealed to me that I was a sinner and I needed to be delivered. And that night that I was forgiven, that I truly repented and forsook my sins, I knew that Jesus Christ had forgiven me and saved me and delivered me. This scripture, I didn't have an answer for yet. I knew what this scripture said. I knew how it had been used in the past. But you want to know why it wasn't able to trouble me and to move me away? Because I knew where my rock was. And later on, I learned what I just explained to you, the original words and the meaning and the explanation and what is really behind this discourse that Jesus gives us here, showing that Peter is a movable rock built on top of the rock, Christ Jesus. But I wasn't moved because I knew where my foundation was, even though I didn't understand that scripture yet. And even though that was a question in the back of my mind, I knew what God had done for me. So even though someone may try to bring a storm of thoughts to try to move me away, when you know where your rock is, when you know where your foundation is, you're not going to be moved. You may not have a whole bunch of building yet, but you know where you are. And we need to know that. And we need to be established on that rock. Because there's all kinds of storms that are going to come. Spiritual storms. Difficult storms. They're going to try us. We need to have salvation founded upon a rock. Because there are difficulties going to come. Turn with me to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. First Peter, the 4th chapter, and the 12th verse. He says here, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Trials can come in very, very strange ways, very, very unexpected ways. Storms are not like nice, neatly laid out trials. They don't come that way. They come and they throw all kinds of things at you, because in a storm, there's all kinds of confusion being thrown around. There's all kinds of debris, if the wind is strong enough, being thrown around. There's all kinds of waves and water and everything, and it comes at you at different directions. It's not what you expect. And that is what your spiritual life is going to be. There's going to be storms. They're going to come at you suddenly. They're going to come at you from different directions you didn't expect. They're going to come at you stronger and in ways, and throwing stuff at you that you're wondering, where did this even come from? This is what happens in big storms. Things get thrown around and you don't even know where it came from. And you need to know, because the storm's going to discover that foundation. And if what our purpose in life has been to try to bring and to make the rock fit to us, well, then you still got an earthen layer there. And that earthen layer isn't going to stand when that storm comes. And I believe that's a large portion of our problem today. We got too much earthen layer between us and the rock. There isn't enough consecration going on. There isn't enough of really digging down deep and finding out where the rock is, because you'll find out the rock isn't nice as level as that earthen layer that you've placed there. And also, your prefabricated home isn't going to last. Prefabricated homes are made out of wood and different things like that. They may have other materials in them, but there's a lot of that usually in it. And you'll find here, as we get into the scripture, those things don't stand. Those things don't last. Every one of us is a custom build on the place of the rock, Christ Jesus, that he has placed us. And if we still got an earthen layer there, we don't even know what that is. That's a problem. A lot of people don't even know what that is yet for themselves, because they haven't dug down. They're not willing to dig down. And it's important that we start doing it, because you're gonna discover it one way or another. We are going to discover one way or another. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy and the 3rd chapter. Verse 12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Every one of us is going to be tried. There isn't any of us that are going to get around this. And sometimes we're going to discover, you know what? I had this anchored to the rock. I had this portion anchored to the rock. But over here, I didn't realize I hadn't gotten down far enough yet. You know that sometimes they do. They build a home and they found out that underneath it, it really isn't as anchored as well as it should be. And then you got a real work to do, don't you? Because sometimes we built a whole bunch of stuff on top of that, assuming what was underneath. And really what was underneath wasn't anchored. It wasn't anchored. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. third chapter. Apostle Paul is dealing with that custom build that needs to be done on the foundation, and everyone needs it, of us needs it in our life. But in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, verse 11, the Apostle Paul is dealing with it, and he says, "For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." There is no other foundation. The foundation is sure. The foundation doesn't need any adjustment. I know that some people today, even if they were tried to build in a rock, they would think they could go in and chip away into the rock and remold it to the way that they want it. You can't do that with Christ Jesus. You can't remold it, because the sayings of Christ Jesus, what he brought us through his salvation and his teachings, is rock solid. It doesn't need any adjustment. It doesn't need any refining. It doesn't need any purifying. But the house that is built on top isn't always that way. And that's why the Apostle Paul is bringing this out in the scripture. He says, "For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day is going to declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire is going to try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide that he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire." So not everything that is built and that we bring to build on there, on this house, is going to last. We're going to have to do something with it. The fire is going to come and try the house, but the foundation doesn't need to change. So there's nothing wrong with the foundation. The church is just fine, built on the foundation. The foundation of the church is just fine. It's the building that has a lot of trouble. And it's because building times we haven't dug down deep enough, and at other times, you know, there's some old wood that's in that building there. And sometimes something starts eating at that wood. And we don't realize it. It's going on all the time, day in, day out. Everything's just going fine, and we don't realize it's there. But yet it's there. And then suddenly we discover, whoa, there's a weakness here. There's a weakness in this particular place. There's a weakness in this wall. There's a weakness maybe in this particular floorboard here. And we find out we got some ripping out and some repairing that needs to be done. We find that spiritually. Sometimes you find that, and you'll see that in other people's house, right? I'm just telling the way it is. I'm telling you this because we need to set our expectations. Not everything that's built into the spiritual houses is gold, precious stone. For you, for me, for everyone. And you're going to discover that. And so the question is, when you discover that, are you going to be moved off the foundation? We're going to find out where your foundation really is. Because there's a lot of refining that still needs to be done in the church. Still a lot of fire that needs to go on. Still a lot of purging and burning out that needs to be done. These are things that are built on top of the rock. It talks about in the scriptures about our faith being tried in the fire, right? And it says our faith tried in the fire, allow it to be tried in the fire, that may come forth as what? gold. When it's being allowed to be tried in the fire, all the dross gets burned away and it becomes gold, and we're able to build that into the house. So what we're talking about is that spiritual house that we build on top of the foundation, Christ Jesus. Every one of us has a responsibility about how we're building there. And sometimes there may be gold, things that have been tried in the fire, and we've allowed the fire to try it, the trials of life, the difficulties, and even the Word of God as it's preached, it's going to burn there, it's going to burn like a fire, and it's going to show things that are not necessarily gold. They're not necessarily stones, precious stones. We're going to find out they're wood, hay, and stubble. They're things that just won't stand and won't last. Every one of us, doesn't matter who we are, those things are going to be discovered. But the foundation doesn't need any refining. The problem is with us. And the problem is that every one of us needs to be sure that we've dug down deep enough to be on that foundation, and that all this purifying and all this fire and all this repairing that's going on in the house doesn't move us off of the foundation. If there ever is a time we need to be making sure that we're on the foundation, it's today, because there's a lot of purifying, a lot of burnings going on, and there's a lot of storms to come. We've already been through some, but there's a lot more to come. And there's a lot of stuff that's going to fall away. When a country starts building on top of a bottomless pit, we need to make sure that we are on the foundation. And we need to make sure how we're building on that foundation. And we need to make sure that there's nothing between the foundation and us. We may be on top of it, but we got to dig down. You see, in a storm, if it's strong enough, that house may be on top. There may be a rock down underneath there, but if it's on top of something else, and that storm comes and wash away, it may hit hard enough and just move that house right off of that rock that was down below, because it wasn't anchored to the rock. We have to do that. We have to anchor down. And when the storm is showing us something, it's time to do something about it. It's time to start anchoring. It's time to start moving. And when we don't move, whatever, we're basically, you know, sometimes a storm of life will come and it will show us something, and then the storm passes, and then people don't do anything to correct what it showed them. That was just the mercy of God, that it wasn't a big enough storm to move you off. And when it shows something in our life, it's time to start digging. It's time to start doing something. When there's this period of time between the storm, it's time to get serious. Because there comes a time where the Scripture shows us that the house will fall, and great will be the fall of it. We don't want a great fall. We may have a tilting, we may have an adjusting, and we may have to do some rebuilding. But if the Lord shows us something like that, we need to be willing to do that. The rock of our salvation, it needs to be very, very personal. Let's read on here where we are reading. Verse 13 again, every man's work shall be made manifest. It's going to be revealed. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he built thereon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, so as by fire. Know ye not? Have you not realized this? Have you not come fully to this conclusion, that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. You know, the problem today is that so many people don't realize that. that they are supposed to be the temple of the Almighty God. It's important what you hear and what you are taught. Because most places that are claiming to be Christian today are not teaching people this. And people are defiling the temple all the time. They're allowing corruption in all the time, making an excuse for corruption all the time. But if you defile the temple, it's not the temple of God anymore. Not if you're going to want the Spirit of God to dwell there. The Spirit of God is holy, pure, faithfulness. He will not abide where there is sin. And you need to be where people are teaching and telling you the truth, how to get delivered completely out of sin and get it out of your life. Get down to the rock, Christ Jesus. He will forgive you, He will change you, and He will give you a place to start building. And that's where you need to be. You need to have Jesus Christ revealed to your soul. Not some preacher, not some people, not something that you're trusting what other people are doing, but you yourself individually. Need to know. I know who is my Savior. I know where my hope is. I know what He's done for my soul. I know what He forgave me and took me out of, and I'm not in there anymore. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Your house is going to be destroyed if you allow that to be defiled. And if you allow someone to teach something less, and you accept something less, to make room for something less, your house is going to be destroyed. Completely. Because essentially that's building on no foundation. That's not even a sandy foundation. That is the bottomless pit that Revelation talks about, that people are trying to build on top of. And they've got a little patchwork that they put over the thing to try to cover it up, and they say, we can build here. And they keep building, and they keep building, and finally one day it completely falls through. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, in the second chapter. Second Timothy, second chapter, verse 19. Nevertheless, regardless of what other people teach and what people say and what people do, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That gets rid of all this sin you will, sin that you must religion. That gets rid of all this stuff of just trying to bring in the house and to lay down their prefabricated house and say, Christ accepts me just as I am. No. If you're building on Christ Jesus, He accepts you after He's forgiven you. And you're willing for Him to change you and to take away your sins. Yes, He accepts you as you are so He can change you. To start building on top of Him. And you need to start doing that custom build of a new house, completely different than what you had before. You're going to have to get rid of the prefabricated one. He doesn't want a prefab house. Get rid of it. Leave it behind. Find the rock. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood, listen to this, and of earth. And some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified. That's why you got to dig down past the earth. A sanctified experience is one that's going to anchor you to the rock. And you're going to keep things sanctified that way. You're going to keep yourself anchored. You're going to adjust completely to the rock. And this is important, saints. There's too much of wanting Christ to adjust to us. But every one of us is a custom build on the rock, Christ Jesus. We've got to adjust to every nook and cranny of whatever it is he puts us into and where he builds us. And level out on that. And start building upon that and anchoring to that. And that house will stand. If any man therefore will purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. A vessel to honor. As I said, the house needs a lot of work. And I believe the house still needs a lot of work. The house individually and the house collectively needs a lot of work. And that's the part sometimes that even throws people off. The reality that the house needs a lot of work. No, just because the house needs a lot of work doesn't mean the foundation isn't any good. The foundation doesn't need any work at all. It's a perfect foundation. It's a solid foundation. The problem is the house being built on the rock. And so we're going to have to do something with that house, and we're going to have to realize that other people have to do something with their houses too. That's where long-suffering comes in a lot of ways, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done. A lot of work. And we need to be helping one another, not complaining about one another, and not picking fault with one another. Because every one of us has pieces and parts and remodeling that needs to be done. And we go in there and all we're doing is coming and visiting this house, and we see in this house, wow, you got a lot of trouble here, you got a lot of trouble there. It's very easy to find that trouble in somebody else's house. But what about our own? Sometimes it's going to surprise us what's there. And we need to work on it. And we need to allow others to be able to work on theirs too. Part of what needs to be worked on is just that, allowing and long-suffering for God to have time to work on these other houses. And that's been a lot of trouble to the church in a lot of different places, is the lack of long-suffering and kindness and love towards others and the needs that they have in their house. When instead of complaining about what those needs are, that we should be helping. Instead of self-protecting our house from the problems that are in their house, we should be a helper and sometimes go over there and whatever needs to be helped, how can I help? Let me pray for you. When someone has trouble in their house, in their physical house, well, you know, you just go by and say, okay, you know, you guys, oh, that house is just about ready to fall over here or whatever. No, it's nice to have neighbors that'll get over there and roll up their sleeves and kind of dig in and help out, right? You ever have someone help you out that way? It's nice. It's nice to have good neighbors. We need more good neighbors in the church. More that are willing to help out. If we don't get to the foundation, we're going to find out that there's a lot of clearing that needs to be done. And you know, sometimes this starts becoming evident. Because if there isn't a clearing enough down to the foundation, what happens is storms over life are going to clear out some of what the sand and the earth that is there. And as that goes on, whatever house that we have been busy building is going to start leaning. Kind of like the Leaning Tower, right? Pisa, is that what it is? And we discover there's a leaning there. We just can't go on and let that go on. We need to shore up what that is. We need to dig down where the foundation is, get that back up. because every one of us, if we don't get down to where the rock is, we're going to find out there's something that's imbalanced about us. There's something that just isn't working right. And here we are going through life, and we're starting to sense it. We're a tower, and eventually that tower of Pisa someday is going to fall over. The last I remember recall hearing about it, it was always moving a little bit every year, a little bit. Eventually, it's going to topple over. Give it the right earthquake, the right storm, the right conditions, it's not going to stand anymore. If we know that we've got a house that's out of balance, we need to start getting it back in balance. Not be comfortable to just let it keep standing, It may stand a long time that way, but it's not going to last forever that way. There are storms that will discover completely what our foundation is. As I said, there are other storms that will give us some warning, give us some indication there's a problem here. You need to start digging down. You need to start doing something about it. But there are storms that are complete and thorough. We may call them today a Category 5 hurricane. A hurricane of that nature, you know, people who know how to prepare for a hurricane, they know how to shore up their home for it, and they have to do it. I've learned a little bit of this myself over the years. There's things they call storm shutters. Storm shutters are basically there to protect that weak part of the window, right, from debris and things that be flying around. And they have backup generators in case they lose power. They get their trees properly trimmed so they're healthy and they got deep roots so they'll be able to stand and they won't topple over. And the houses aren't built out of wood that are prepared for a hurricane. They're built out of stones and cinder block to make them solid so they'll stand. Spiritually, a well-built house is this way. Spiritually, a well-built house will have storm shutters, protections of the gospel and the saints around you, for even your weak places where you're able to see through. A good spiritual house will have the backup power generators, saints who can pray for you and help you when you are in a real situation you need. It's good to have a place built solid, and to be able to have good, solid teaching to know how to build. And to have others with you to help you that way. It's good to have this stuff. Being ready for those spiritual Category 5 storms. Trees that are properly trimmed and healthy and deep roots. Saints around you who will not topple over in a storm. Saints who have taken care of that tree of righteousness and kept the roots healthy and got their roots going down deep. They've allowed the gospel to purge the tree of the dead branches and the different things that could come off, and they're still bearing fruit. It's good to have those type of trees around you when it comes to a storm. A house that's built out of stone blocks, not wood, hay, and stubble. It's got some solid things in it. And you see, we are fortunate. We are around the truth, and we've got this solid teaching where the truth is preached. So if you have that benefit, you're able to build a very, very solid house. I mean, a very solid house. Spiritually, I'm talking about now. You're very fortunate. I didn't have this growing up. But if you had this growing up, you have the opportunity to have a lot of things, building blocks for your house and for your life that others don't have. And so you're able to build a nice, solid house. But even a nice, solid house that isn't anchored to the rock is going to topple. That's right. Amen. Think with me through on this. You can have a lot of nice, solid things, gospel things, built into your life. But a Category 5 storm is going to come your way someday. And if your anchor is not through the earth, and solidly anchored individually to that rock, Christ Jesus, that big, strong, solid house can be moved off of the rock and can fall. Solid homes can be taken down in a storm that are not anchored. A Category 5 storm will send a huge storm surge with it too. The ocean and all the waves will be pulled up, and it can come up 15 feet. And it's not just a nice calm raise. It's waves coming up very strong and beating against the house. If it isn't rock underneath that house, it's not going to stand. We are living in the times of some storms coming our way. Some of them are already here. I believe there's greater coming. The question is, are we prepared for them? Is our house individually, at our place on the rock, is it prepared for it? You see, it isn't all about having the big, well-built house. Do you know there's places in the world today and they don't have all the building blocks that we've been fortunate to have? The truth, the solidness of the truth, to be able to have taught to us. But yet they have a solid foundation. I'd like you to think with me. They have a solid foundation. How do you know it? Their houses aren't very big. You go to other places like in China, and there's people that are building on the rock Christ Jesus. How do you know? Because they get thrown into jail, and some of them die, and they're tortured and all kinds of things, and they still are standing on the rock. Their houses are not big, elaborate things like ours. If you were to ask them a lot of deep truths, they don't have a lot of that knowledge. Matter of fact, some of them, in times past, they haven't even had a Bible yet. They just know a few scriptures. But what they know has been revealed to their soul personally. And they have dug down deep. And they have anchored to the rock. And so that house may look like just a little teeny, you know, small thing on there, but it stands. It stands. It may not be tall and elaborate, but it's smaller and it's spreading out. What is better, having a tall house that won't stand or one that is spreading out and is solidly anchored to the rock? It's important, every one of us. We need to be grounded and rooted in love. You see, in Ephesians, the third chapter, in verse 17, it says there that Christ, the rock foundation, may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. We're talking about something that's solid, that won't be moved when the storm comes. We've got a Category 5 storms, I believe, ahead, coming for us. I don't believe that we really know fully what that will be. But I believe when it comes, it will be coming in all kinds of different directions. It already is today. We already have a sense of it happening. But I don't believe the eye has passed over. I don't believe the eye's passed over. I think we're still on the outskirts of what is a bigger hurricane than what we realize. And if we're not founded on a rock, salvation that's founded, if we haven't dug down, if we haven't really consecrated, this foundation is going to be discovered. The storm is going to discover who we are and what we're really founded on. And as I said, we may be founded, there may be the rock down there underneath, but if we haven't gotten rid of everything in between and dug down deep and anchored solidly, that storm is going to wash us right off of the rock. Everything that we built, and it's all good stuff, but it's not going to stand if it isn't anchored. So my burden this morning, have you anchored to the rock completely? As we have a song leader come,